boxes. A rainbow of colors flashed by. Peter's children's behind as his program returned. And I wondered just when he would fly.
Woof, 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 woof. Sports bet. Non-chasers, episode 4, season 2, live from
a construction site.
I was going to say of an aeroplane. Apologies in advance for everyone listening. If you hear a buzzing bee in the background, that's actually a drill as they're doing a bit of maintenance work here at Sportsbet HQ. So apologies in advance, but look right past us because I have two of Sportsbet's most elite greyhound tipsters. We'll have a little bit to answer for themselves after last week. But I speak none other than of Rhino Rosborough. How are you, big dog?
All right, mate. Yeah, all great. Yeah, thanks very much.
I probably should have said little dog, not big dog, because the big dog is sitting to your right. Andrew Gunner, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Looking forward to the new al fresco dining area that we're getting put in, as well as a few extra levels on the corporate towers here.
Oh, I'll tell you what, they've been chipping away or drilling away for dog's years, and you know, it'd be nice if they can just wrap it up and be gone. Of course, I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. Plenty on it today. We're going to touch on the Cranbourne Cup final on Saturday night down there at chilly old Cranbourne. Have you been there before, boys?
To Cranbourne?
Yeah,
I've been to Cranbourne.
Have you?
Yep.
Been to the tri meet when they get the trotters and the thoroughbreds out there as well?
No, that's a little bit too much. But mum's side of the family's all from Piercedale, so that's home for one side of the family.
Fantastic. Shout out to those Piercedale residents who so eloquently listen to the non-chasers. This one's for you.
and greyhound mecca down there. A lot of greyhound kennels down that way. So, yep.
Magnificent. Well, mate, how's that work? It's a bloody race every 10 minutes just about, isn't it?
At the tri-code meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a famine for... it's a feast, not a famine for those that love their racing codes.
And it's all greyhounds in as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tri-coder, mate. Sweet. They get them all done.
Yep. Sometimes all at the same time, right? Yeah.
What would win?
Imagine that.
That'd be a spectacle.
Yeah, the speed comparison.
Yeah. I've seen one before when they did over in England. They did a horse versus a greyhound, and the greyhound won. Obviously, it didn't run the same distance, but
yeah,
they sort of got that going. It'd be interesting to do, actually.
Yeah, similar top.
That's a little idea for the bank fellas. Thanks for that.
Similar top speeds, but the greyhounds would accelerate a lot quicker.
Very good. All right, this drill's burning a hole in my ear. Fellas, we're going to talk about the money back special that we're currently offering here at Sportsbet, and we're going to steer these non-chasers listeners into a couple. Of course, there at Dapto. A bit of Dapto dogs chat. I love it.
Absolutely love Dapto.
And Sandown, of course, as well. A couple of other things, a couple of little barking mads that we need to get off our chest. We need to visit the tipping competition, which we will do very shortly. And Rhino, of course, has an up-and-comer. New to the greyhound scene. It's not by any chance coming out of the Tasmanian Greyhound Racing Awards next week, is it?
No. This is a wonder pup that turned up the went the other night, and he looks very special indeed. Gondo.
Very good. Fellas, let's get the elephant out of the room here, and I don't talk about the drill. I talk about last week's little crack at Show Me the Money, which we've opted to call it after you sent me a beautiful little stinger there overnight. Andrew Gunner, I know what I did. All right, flossing stepped up in the green rug. Group one, it must be said. Real jump up in class for the one-year-old, as I said last year. And I was treated to a 17-length seventh. So get around me. I'm currently sitting negative 300 sheets. Something's got to change. But I do say here, probably about now is the time to jump off and don't listen to my tips, because these fellas will turn it around. But it wasn't great last week. What happened for you boys?
Well, for me anyway, the layer cake happened, the shit sandwich. It just came out like I was literally a bee's penis away from going around in front. And yeah, fantastic Yankee blew out. Dave left. The Fernando Plastron one moved off and pretty much ended the chances with Rio Brave caught in between them all. For what is to be said as well, fantastic Yankee was quite close to going around in front as well. But yeah, it just worked out, unfortunate. Look, I took a flyer at whatever it was. Was it $8 or something? Was it, or $10?
$8.
Not north, anyway. Yeah, it was, look, if he had a went around in front, I think that the way the race panned out, I think he probably would have went on and won. But Yeah, it's if your granny's uncle or what is it, your granny's thing had things, and you should be a granny.
Granny's uncle or your granny's thing. It really just opens it up for interpretation there, Rhino, my friend.
I got the Irish saying.
I got the Lay of the Day beat, which was in the race, which was heavily backed. Rio Brave. It was thankfully got him beat. But yeah, I took a flyer at a big price, didn't come off, but I probably could justify it by putting up a nice short price loser.
Very nice. All right.
So and it wasn't a loser. It wasn't my show me the money bit, but fantastic Yankee, fair dinkum. If the two dogs on the bloody inside could keep their paws out of its arsehole whilst it's trying to go around the bend first, can bloody ship off.
That was a shit sandwich. That's what I foreseen it. Like, welcome to Lair Kick.
God, it's hard enough to win races without legs coming out your backside.
That's enough from you, Gunner. Tell us about your show me the money bet, because currently Rhino and myself are sitting negative 300 each, which is a shocking way to start the show. People probably turn it off by now, but as all good punters do, we will turn it around. But Gunner, what was your tip? What happened? Fill us in.
Baruga, Brett, which is going to be the death of me, that dog. Started poorly, got way too far back in the ruck, and was never a winning chance.
Very good. So where do you sit now? Because you were about negative 10 bucks.
Yeah, so negative 110.
Negative 110. All right. Yep. Well, you're still in the lead nicely. So you could park the bus now and you'll win. You'll win for the rest of the year. What do you reckon?
You cannot justify a negative as a win. Please.
We could be the first tipping podcast to roll through a season and be negative 3. Oh, jeez. I don't want to think. I don't want to think for the credibility of the show if that happens. No, it won't happen. Just a bad start. We'll roll around. We might even have to bring back the non-chasers multi just to get people cluing in there.
Yeah, we're going to have to offer some value, because if they're listening for humour and enjoyment, I don't think that's our greatest selling feature.
Well, the beauty is, mate, they can they know now they can turn off at about they can start the podcast at the 10-minute mark. You don't need the dross at the beginning, and they can actually listen to the real stuff. Because I tell you what, your actual your tipping work in the big races has been quite sensational to start the year. Let's get stuck into it. Or do you have something to say?
No, Ryan's greatest fear last week was that the lay of the week, the barking mad, that his barking mad was going to get up and that his tip was going to lose. Well, that happened to yours truly.
There's nowhere to hide, Rhino.
That didn't happen to me, mate.
Happened to me. Baruga Brett didn't get up, and then Apex Within went home to salute. And the only thing I'm hanging my head on there was it was a big drifter in the market, but it still bloody got up. I think it ended up starting $7 bucks.
Ridiculous. Let's talk Cranbourne Cup Saturday night. Great little spot of the world. We've gone full roundabout here. Poke the Bear.
Beautiful people from Cranbourne.
Poke the Bear, current favourite. Now, we love our Pokey Bear. Yes. I love Pokey Bear. $1.60. That looks a little bit short in the early market. Orson Allen, and you can get $2.50 about that. Hasten Slowly, currently the reserve, at $8.50. So it gets a run. Is every chance. Azkaban at 10, Dinah Chance or another reserve. The reserves are attracting a little bit of attention, fellas, but they're not in the race. At 15, Blue Striker at 16, Huxley at 18, Heighton at 31, and I've just about talked myself to death here. Run us through. Yeah. No one wants to listen to me.
Go on. I'll take the mantle here, mate. I'll save you. Right, Group 2 action, Cranbourne Cup. I thought Poke the Bear would win. Finally, he's touched for an inside draw. He's got a very slow starter in one. I think Orson Allen has reached a level that maybe not just as good as Pokey Bear, but not far behind him. I think he's probably the second best dog in Australia. And I actually think that he's going as well now as he's ever done in his lifetime. I think there's a huge proposition for him as well when he goes to stud, given his breeding.
Hang on, who are we on there?
Orson Allen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Pokey Bear at stud.
No. Pokey Bear, no, I believe Pokey Bear has not got the...
No, it doesn't have
got the man nuts anyway. No. Yeah, I think he's a bit screwed that way. But, well, he's gelded, doesn't matter. As long as he's gelded, he's going well, that's fine. Orson Allen, Orson Allen's going to be pushing for favouritism, but anybody who wants to witness the raw ability of what Poke the Bear can do with clear air, they should watch last week's win. It was incredible.
I can't catch Poke the Bear.
What?
I can't catch it.
See, no one can catch him, mate.
No, I literally can't catch it.
Think about where he's been. He's been at Wentworth Park, which is completely not his track. He's came from, I don't know, where he got up to win this semi-final. He's got up the win last week. Do you know what the big difference this time is?
The box draw.
Box draw. He's drawn two with a known slow starter in one.
Yeah.
He is going to be seeing reels earlier than any other time that he's had in his life. He justifies being $1.60. And he, in my opinion, is going to go around after Arsenal and beat him.
All right. On the running. I'm going to take that sage advice and take him this week. But that's even near the end of there. Big ballsy punter.
Yeah. But even for the race, I feel Haytan's running really well. It's had a real purple patch. Huxley, I just feel like he's limited in terms of coming on the running. I think he'd be there to be shot at if he is the lead. Blue Striker disappointed me last week. Azkaban is in real great form at the minute and actually caught himself on a wee bit because up until 3 months ago, he had absolutely no interest in the game, in my opinion, but I think he's turned himself inside out, and I certainly think he can definitely run on for a place. And sure, the Excite is in great form as well, but out in eight against these types is going to be a momentous task, or too much of a task for it. So yeah, Poke the Bear, I think, will come with a flurry finish to beat Arsenal in the run.
Flurry finish, Gunner? Do you echo those thoughts, my friend?
If this race preview was a bucket of KFC, all I've got left is the bloody coleslaw.
He's even eating the potato gravy. Yes.
in absolute agreement with Rhino on this one, I said a couple of weeks ago that Poke the Bear can't continue to draw outside in finals and expect to keep the winning strike rate up. He's finally drawn an inside box where he likes. And I know he can hit be hit and miss at box rise, but he actually jumps really well and runs quick first sectionals when he draws inside. You go back to some of his Sandown Park runs from box one, and he improves lengths from down in those inside draws. As Rhino said, old Wooders in box one there, I don't think he's going to be any trouble for him early. If Orson Allen leads, no issue. Just park behind and finish off over the top of him. But he's also good enough to get up inside him early and probably push him out. And on that, I don't think any of the dogs drawn outside can win, because I don't think both of those dogs are going to miss the start and perform poorly at box rise. So I can't really see any of those getting across. So I think it's 2 and 3 controlling the race in this one.
Well said, fellas. You've barely left me the KFC refresher tower there. So fantastic. I think I know who's winning on Saturday night down there at sunny Cranbourne. And so Poke the Bear is all me. Let's talk some money back special races. What is it, by the way, Gunner, for those who are unfamiliar? Because it's a nice little promo. I saw you pop down to the promos team and said, enough is enough. I want more for the Greyhound listeners out there.
We always want more.
Greyhound listeners. So tell us what it is, and we'll guide you into a couple, knowing you've got a little bit of insurance, I believe, Gunner.
Yeah, so races 4, 5 and 6 at Sandown and Dapto tomorrow night.
Let's start with Dapto.
Thursday night.
That's my tone.
For the money back special. So what we're going to try and do this week is just tell you how we'd play the race if we had the same offer available, and try and steer you into one that might get up at a bit of odds, but if it doesn't, second or third, you got that insurance policy, as you said. So kick us off, Rhino.
Yeah, so Dapto, like, I absolutely love Dapto in fairness, the world famous, and there's no better feeling than going two lengths clear when you see a McDonald's sign appear in the background, because you're never going to get caught from there. So
we've got the stats on the McDonald's.
Listen, if you go two lengths clear and the McDonald's sign appears into the bottom corner, you are home, like, and that fuzzy feeling you get, it's brilliant. So yeah, look, listen, I actually quite enjoy doing Dapto. I think it's really, really tight track, and it really suits dogs that are going to be out in front or up in the van, as I like to call it. First race we'll go through is race 4. I'm going to blow people into dissociative.
Spell that.
I can read it off the page if you like. Dissociative, and yeah, look, I think he's marked up sort of at bigger prices, obviously. Like, by the way, our prices will be up from 9:30 to, or from 10:00 tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Just to give punters, or 10:00 Thursday morning.
Coincides nicely Thursday with morning, the, Thursday with the morning, release Thursday. Of the.
I think this will be a decent price. I think this will be a very decent price, because I think that the 8-dog Reincarnate will be strong favourite in the race. And certainly, if you go through his form,
come back a bit at dog Reincarnate.
Get out.
I don't know if I'm going to give you that one.
No, I'm not.
Well, I haven't said hello. You're out, mate. I haven't said hello to my mum yet. So,
With this disassociative
one chance. All right, one chance.
So with this associative, I think when he won his maiden and he done a 17:27 split, he then went on to take on Uzo and Fernando Blaster, would you believe? And he's actually went off for sensible prices against him. So, like, I mean, at the odds you're going to be getting, I'd be very keen on him.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, just a quick question. So the promo, it's the six dogs in this race, the first promo race adapto. Come third, you still get a portion of money back.
Indeed.
Money for jam, that
money
one.
Money for jam, yeah, that's right.
Next.
Next up, very straightforward. I thought there's a dog in this race that shows blinding early pace, and there's one place you're ever going to get away with not staying adapto, and the dog is Rockstar Stangus. I do not see how this dog can be out of the first three because I fully expect him to go around in front. I expect the five dogs, Sunburn City.
You skipped a race.
Have I?
Yeah, you skipped the five.
Sorry. Okay. I did because I've got race five here. That sounds pretty terrible. You might be able to edit that later on.
That's all right. We'd like to jump back and right, forth. Sorry. Here on the,
sorry. Race on the five. NC. Sorry. Race five is the 600 meter race, which is becoming a regular feature for Dapto. It's a good race. These often run against each other regular. Interesting to see Gunnell stepping up and trip, and questionable if he'll actually get the trip, particularly out in five, which is not where you want to be drawn. I was keen on Nino De Oro, who ran a blinder last time out and even the time before that in this over the 600, and particularly if it's a suspect question over Gunnell staying the trip.
So don't get sucked in by a wink set.
Yeah, well, she's absolutely probably not that class. She's just not that class, I don't think. And albeit she's got a great draw over that distance, I still think there's a much more better, much higher level form with Nino De Oro.
Bang.
And the last race, the getting out stakes for people who are wanting to punt the money back special, just get on Rockstar Stangus. He lead, and he will fold on the run, and whether or not he folds into fourth is another thing, which I fully do not expect him to. But I think there's great value to be had in him, particularly with the five dog who's going to be short in the race.
Bang, bang, bang. Stangus. All right, stand down. Hit us with your best shot here, Gunner.
No dramas. Race four, kicking off the MBS at Sandown. I'm going to say to use your promo on Midnight Mystery here from box five. Can be a little bit slow early, but I see it running on late. I think it'll at least run top two. You'd probably get a better run for your money on it as opposed to the favourite, which is odds on at the moment.
Delicious.
Race five, Trit Trit. Just with this one, it was scratched from the Meadows on Saturday night. I don't think they would have been allowed to accept if it couldn't run on Thursday night. Came back to Ballarat all right after having some time off. And then put in a blistering run at Sandown, run 29:30 after, I think, doing a 5:39 first sectional. So its run home was outstanding. Southern Ripple drawn box one. It's exactly where it wants to be. But if Trit gets the camp in behind it, I definitely think that's running top three. So if it doesn't win, you're at least getting your money back.
Tremendous. Race six.
And then race six, Charlie Cockatoo. He drew box one last week. He ran really well. He only got gunned down late by some better dogs. I don't think this field is as tough. Milky Jones, drawn in box five, is one of the dangers if it had drawn a little bit closer to the rail, but not ideally drawn there. I think Charlie Cockatoo could probably get away with it early. Valencia Gem in box two, got good early speed, but was a bit disappointing last week. So I think Charlie can hold the inside and give you a good run for your money there.
Very well said, fellas. So there you have it, Dapto, Sandown. You've been guided into six races with a little bit of a safety net. It's $25, I believe.
Yes.
25 yep. Sheets back in the sky pocket as a bonus bet if you don't win but come second or third. Great stuff, fellas. Gunner, I mean Rhino.
Oh, my yes, God. Mate.
It's really distracting me. I don't know why I do it, but I do it. Rhino.
Yes, mate.
You said you got a gun dog up on the road.
I have to be fair now. Some of these gun dogs.
I guess I defensive, mate.
Some
I
of just, these gun just... dogs I put up with went on to achieve great things.
Okay.
So,
well, who is it?
King Kratos. Kratos. Remember the bloody name.
Put that one in your black books.
He
listeners.
Is running tonight at Wente, tonight being Wednesday night, even though this podcast is getting okay. released on Thursday. But
well,
you can check
good
the result
start,
page
good
tomorrow.
Start with the
yeah.
segment. But
yeah,
play on.
He won at Wente on Saturday night, and he is blessed with extraordinary early pace. he probably just didn't get home over the distance, and I can't blame any young dog for that doing it on his first time. I read an article after saying the owners thought, or the trainer certainly thought, he could go in this sub-29.80 runs, and for something at his age and for the early pace that he has, I think that the world is at his feet. So remember the name King Kratos, very much a dog that could go on to much, much bigger things.
Very nice. Well said, Rhino, my man. Gunner.
Yes, mate.
Any birds?
No, not that I've seen. Not my personal life, and not on the racetrack, I don't think. So
that's good. Down there at Hobart, or that's where you said they've got the guinea fowl.
Yeah, some sort of waterfowl, but they usually shoo them off before they cause any issues. I'm seeing there are definitely more birds popping up. Like, you sort of see them running out of screen as the dogs are approaching. They're getting close to the birds. They're getting real cocky.
Let's be careful here, mate.
Sorry. I didn't mean that. I just meant they're getting...
Beep. Barking mad.
Yep. Well, this one is getting rolled. My lay of the week. Race 3, box 1, Sandown, Thursday night, Big Sam margin.
All right. You'd be stupid to get on it. Why is that?
It's got ability on its night or its day, but it really needs an outside draw where it can circle the field and wind up. It'll get trapped from the inside draw, and I think it's getting rolled.
Very good. You, Rhino Monster?
Sorry, mate. I completely fell apart.
I thought he was going to leave mid-podcast.
No, sorry, mate. Sorry. This is going to be quite... I just don't see... After giving probably a good speech there, like, I just don't see how he can hold off Poke the Bear in that sense. I'm going to lay Orson Allen.
Ooh, ballsy.
That probably adds to the confidence that I have that Poke the Bear will win, if that's anything.
Well said. All right, so Barking Mad, of course, the dogs, just to stay away from and be a little bit wise when punting on your sports bet app. Of course, fellas, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You love that stinger, don't you?
I do love the stinger. It's one of your best, mate. You started 2019 with a bang.
Very good. All right, I'm coming off the long run, and I'm going back to my favourite, Pokey Bear.
$1.60.
I'm just going to claw it back, just slowly by slowly, and just get back into the black. Poke the Bear for me. That's my selection. How about you, gents?
I'm going to go with Race 7 at Sandown. On Thursday night, dog number 3, My Brocade, having another go over the 600. Much better drawn than last week, where he didn't disgrace himself from box 8. Think he can turn the tables on Apex Within.
Which race, so?
Race 7 at Sandown, number 3.
Just getting up the odds, of course, where the official rules state that it's odds at time of podcast.
I can't believe this has happened to me. That was the first selection. My second selection, I'm going to have to change, isn't it?
You're kidding me.
Why can't you go the same one?
Go seek Fernando. $10.
No.
What are you talking about?
No
chance,
honey. My Brocade.
I stand corrected. $2.45 you're going to get for My Brocade. The 3, Race 7, Sandown tomorrow night. And you, my friend Rhino?
Sort of caught between a rock and a hard place here, because I would have liked to put up that Rockstar Stangus, but I haven't really got the odds up just as of yet.
You can have it. You can have it, but you just get starting price. If it's not up...
I'd rather not. I'd rather get something up with a bit of structure, a bit of belief in it. And I'm going to also go with My Brocade.
What?
Yeah.
A controversial double selection.
Why? What's wrong with that?
So the 2 sports bet greyhound traders are doubling in to the same thing.
Yeah.
Controversial. The rules state it's allowed, so we're going to allow it.
We didn't have any rules to say that it wasn't. So.
Well, you found a loophole in the Show Me the Money tipping competition very early, 4 weeks in. My lord. All right, very good. I'm Poke the Bear. My Brocade for you too. I'm going to start clawing this deficit back and get back into the black. Fellas, it's been a long one. We've covered the Cranbourne Cup, and we've guided you through some nice money-back special races. I think that's about it. Well said. Any final thoughts, musings, concerns?
Yes. I missed Clonmel this year. Pretty bad. The course and festival back in Ireland. But I believe there was quite a few attendees from Ausland here, Australia.
Yes, there was. It sounds like
Mr. Britton was over, I believe.
Yes.
Missed his 2 winners of his Group 1s, the National Derby and the Futurity Stakes, for the sole reason of being a Clonmel. Not just for the course, but for the beer as well. And yeah, one thing I do, like I've went to Claw Mail for the last few years. Do you know what the best thing is? Being really hungover on the last day and then the national anthem coming on. So there's a geezer stands up in this wooden podium, right? It's absolutely brilliant, right? And it's just, you're dying, you're looking there and it's cold and you just want to go home. But you have to be there for it's a finals day. And this geezer, this old boy stands up and he belts out the national anthem. And now at the end of it, I was, oh, go on Ireland, right? He gets off the stool and
what
I swear
do
they
to God, do in Ireland
is, he is mobbed for people for shaking his hand. Well done, boy. Left, right and centre, and he is in his element shaking them boys' hands.
Crazy.
And it's one of the things that I miss.
And I must take a while because the crowd there is, I could not believe
10,000 a day minimum.
There.
Like, yeah.
It's so far away though. Of course, coursing being the two dog race where they chase a live rabbit. The rabbit gets away generally, but
does
yeah, the dogs are muzzled.
So they're so far away.
Well, it's
like
be,
a bloody airport runway.
Yeah, it's got to be in paddocks. So our coursing here is similar. So you'll find them generally in country areas.
Very good. All right. Anything from you, Gunner?
One thing I'll touch on. We've got the Meadows Carnival kicking off Saturday week. So we'll have the Invitationals, the Rookie Rebel, the Zoom Top and the Tem Lee. The invitations for those are out and our futures books have been updated. So obviously dogs are in a bit of form. If you want to have a bet on those before box draws and the final fields are declared, just go to the Sportsbet futures page there in Greyhounds and try and find yourself a juicy price before those kick off next week.
Well said, my lads.
Could I just add something on that as well?
We're cramming into
the last
chapter.
I'm sorry, if you haven't backed Poco Dorado yet for the stairs, you're doing an absolute roll.
Yeah,
get on.
Yeah, because
Tornado Tears is making his appearance, and I use that in inverted quote commas because we haven't seen this dog in months. I think he's taken up way too much of the market in terms of percentage, and I think she's ready to go. So.
And Rippin' Sam, since it's come back from injury, it definitely didn't look like the Rippin' Sam of old at Warrigal its last start. So, shop around and just back your opinion.
Well said. All right. Thanks for coming on, fellas. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us, Paddy.
I want to watch the next at Hillsville, so I want to wrap this up. But before I go, I must say they are throwing some stones in glass houses.
Are they? What?
Throwing a little bit of shade at the Bridgetown Trots, saying their winning post is junk. Wow. I'm gonna reserve my thought, but that is a very dangerous thing to be doing, Hillsville Hounds.
Hillsville.
We'll be watching you. All right, fellas, like, listen, subscribe. We're everywhere. We're growing in numbers. It's nice. And if you're having a crack on the little puppy dogs, please do so in a responsible manner, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much, buddy. Bye.